Guy in Portland, Oregon recently shattered his front teeth in a bike crash when a group of teenagers threw a traffic cone at him. So his friend started raising money online to cover his dental bills. Then a local dentist found out about it, and he said, "I'll fix those teeth for free." He just asked that they donate the money that they had raised to a charity.
Oh, that was awfully nice.
That was a very nice dentist, wasn't
it? Of the friends and the dentist.
I might have to change my opinion on dentists. No.
Well, and they need it, for sure. Every school in the country, they've either started or they're getting ready to start right after Labor Day. So a lot of parents, millions of parents, have sent their kids off to start another school year, and they couldn't be happier.
Dancing the happy dance.
According to a new survey, 76% of parents say they're secretly happy their kids are back in school. Only 24% of parents say they're bummed that their kids are back in class. But as much as parents like having their kids at school, they don't want them there all the time. 83% say they love having the kids around during the summer, and only 44% would want their kids to have longer school days.
Yeah, but it is kind of nice when they go back, isn't it? Life gets back to, quote-unquote,
I wouldn't know.
Normal. On Tuesday night, some people spotted a couple. They were passed out in a truck at a CVS parking lot in Florida, so they called police. They were concerned. Turned out that this couple wasn't, you know, deceased or poisoned or anything like that. Apparently, they were just all tuckered out from a long day of cooking cheap meth in the truck. Yeah, they've been arrested.
Wow. And here's your sign. Movies opening this weekend. Two movies. All you high school teenage girls, get ready. And I'll even throw in some, you know, middle-aged 26-year-olds in there, too. The new One Direction movie. One Direction, This Is Us. The guys from One Direction tell the story of how they rose to fame, and it includes footage of their hometown. They are competing on Britain's X Factor and ultimately spreading the One Direction infection to all the girls around the world. And then a thriller action movie, Getaway. Ethan Hawke plays a former race car driver forced to steal a car and commit other crimes after his wife is kidnapped. Selena Gomez is the owner of the high-tech Mustang he steals, and John Boyd is the guy pulling their strings. Those are the two major movies opening in theaters this weekend.
If you're looking for a romantic getaway this weekend, might you consider the Home Depot?
Probably not.
Well, in South Carolina, last Wednesday, at about 8:40 in the morning, right about this time, 20-year-old woman and her 31-year-old boyfriend were at the Home Depot in South Carolina. They were browsing the, you know, the shed display, where they've got the different sheds on display, and they decided a display shed would be as good a place as any at 8:40 on a Wednesday morning. Until an employee saw what was happening, called police, and the couple was arrested for disorderly conduct.
The sheds are rocking, don't come a-knocking.
At the Home Depot on a Wednesday morning. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor, right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.